I mean, what happens in Second Life is that people are transacting. They're buying and selling stuff from each other, not from Linen Lab, but from each other. Mm. And people also then can cash out or redeem and get fiat money in their bank account so they can go buy themselves food and pay rent in the real world, or in the physical world, I should say. That then gets you into regulatory territory of how can people basically transact in a regulated way. If we didn't do Tilia, then we would have had to sort of change the functionality in Second Life as to what people can do as far as economic activity within Second Life. And we didn't want to do that. We wanted people to be able to have sort of the economic flexibility and freedom that Second Life enables. And so we went down a journey, started some 6 years ago, to go get money transmitter licenses and basically make the economic activity that occurs in Second Life to meet regulatory compliance. And that takes a lot of time, getting money transmitter licenses, especially since our business model is a bit unique, shall we say. Takes some time to explain to regulators, and then all the work to make sure you have all the regulatory processes and tools in place to manage things like money laundering and KYC, or know your customer, of how you're tracking customers and who's doing what, because regulation sort of makes sure that you don't have money falling in the wrong hands or being moved from one place to another without sort of oversight. And so we had to build a bunch of tools. We had to do a lot of legal work to get these licenses. And at some part in that process, it sort of was no longer this economic thing that happened just in Second Life, but we created a separate entity to sort of ring fence all that regulatory stuff around it. And we also thought that if we're going to go through all this work of doing this for ourselves, it makes a lot of sense to then offer that hard work we've done for third parties. Mm-hmm. So today you have Second Life and Sansar using Tilia. And we announced recently a company called Upland that are going to use Tilia as well to allow people to buy and sell virtual real estate within their game. And we have a number of other interested third parties as well that we're having active conversations with to take advantage of Tilia to enable them to basically insert an economy and a way for not just the company to make money, but also enable their customers to make money on their platforms or games or products. And so we're super excited about the future business potential of Tilia, because it's a unique solution that no one else has developed yet. So we're kind of first in sort of being able to offer this. And so the Tilia team is hard at work to streamline some of the APIs or the interfaces that these third parties will use to interact with Tilia and enable economies to take place within their games and platforms. So we did it to protect the Second Life business. So it was kind of a defensive move in the beginning. Now that we've sort of gotten this far, it's not just defense, it's also offense. And it's been a fun trip. So when you see Tilia, you now have to sort of, you know, agree to Tilia's terms of service and all that. It's, you know, you can trust that this is made by the Linden Lab people, and that it's something that you've sort of been using all along. It's just that the shape of it has changed a little bit as we go along, but it's still us.